Disruption, written by Chuck Barrett and read by Scott Brick.
Prologue. With the cold barrel of a pistol firmly pressed against his temple, he did not dare tempt fate. Hakim Ahmad Khan froze at the command of the man holding the weapon, First Officer Farouk Abdel Nasser, a man he'd met for the first time a mere hour and a half ago in the ready room of the Malaysian-based Air Malacca Airlines in Kuala Lumpur. This flight had started with the same routine as all his others, with one big exception. This was his first flight in the captain's seat of the Boeing 777. After the pre-takeoff checklist was complete and the cabin crew had loaded the last passengers in their assigned seats, the cabin was readied for the flight to Japan. After he coordinated the pushback from the terminal, Khan fired up the jet engines one at a time, while Nasser requested clearance from air traffic control. "Roger, Tower," Nasser said into his headset. "Malaccan 910 cleared to taxi, runway 21. When Khan heard Nasser read back the clearance to air traffic control, he advanced the power levers and set the jumbo jet in motion. His first flight had officially begun. Khan had started his preparation for the flight early, perhaps earlier than he needed to, but the excitement of his new promotion had given him renewed enthusiasm for the job. Weather conditions were forecast to be favorable for this flight. What else really mattered? If truth were told, a smooth flight and a soft landing were how passengers judged a pilot's skill. Khan was promoted to captain on the B-777 only yesterday. Tonight's flight was his first flight in the coveted left seat, the culmination of his career's ultimate ambition. After his first 3 years with the Malaysian-based Air Malacca Airlines, he was promoted to first officer in the Boeing 777 jetliner, where he spent 6 long months waiting for the left seat job to open up with the airline. His hard work and training had paid off. All the hours logged in the early years, flying anything he could get his hands on, all for the sake of building flight time, was the means to an end. This end. The endless hours spent on his desktop flight simulator, all for the sake of getting and staying proficient with B-777 procedures, proved invaluable when he took his qualification check ride yesterday. Tonight, that sacrifice felt worth it. At almost exactly midnight, Air Malacca 910 broke ground on Khan's first flight as captain of the Boeing 777. After being cleared for a turn to a northeasterly heading, Khan and Nasser continued with the after-departure checklist items while the aircraft, already on autopilot, intercepted its course to Tokyo and climbed toward its cruising altitude. "So far, so good." Khan's first flight started off with an uneventful beginning. He pulled out his chart and scanned his route across the South China Sea and into the Western Pacific. 50 minutes later, when the aircraft reached its last reporting point, Khan keyed his microphone and reported the aircraft's position to ATC, his voice calm and relaxed as he ended his transmission. "Malaccan 910, have a nice night." No air traffic control facility would expect to hear from his flight until it reached the next reporting point. This far offshore, nothing worked. No cell phone coverage. Aircraft radios were marginal at best, even on the lower frequency ranges. From the crew's standpoint, this was the boring part of any long flight. Nothing to do but sit back and monitor the aircraft's numerous systems. By now, he knew, the cabin crew had dimmed the lights and raised the temperature slightly to help induce passengers into slumber. Sometime before daybreak, the cabin crew would lower the cabin temperature and turn the lights back on to wake everyone for a quick breakfast before they arrived in Tokyo. A sharp rap on the cockpit door caused Khan's body to stiffen in his seat. The crew knew the protocol: communicate via the intercom prior to the door being unlocked and opened.